the same for you. You make all things new. You make all things new. Then the world.
Well, we're 48 past the hour, and every other Monday we have the opportunity to connect with Lisa Marone. She brings a Monday morning health tip each Monday to her email followers, and you can sign up at lisamarone.com. Recommend that. Get some good insight. Lisa's a physical therapist, professor, an author, and a speaker, and she's been in the healthcare field for 20-plus years, encouraging us to get healthy, for heaven's sake. She recognizes that, you know, God has given us these bodies, and we want to use them for His glory and for our good. And Lisa, welcome back. Good to have you on.
Hey, Neil. Good to be with you. 20-plus years. You know, I'm actually creeping towards 30 Ooh, years now. Is that
wow.
right?
Well, and of course, in creeping, it was just a figure of speech, because you're actually not creeping. You're moving
I'm
along.
Not creepy.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's funny. I have a little job at church where I connect with people who are new, and one of my girlfriends said, "Oh, Lisa's great for that job. She's really friendly without being creepy friendly."
Well, yeah, I think I would affirm that, Lisa. Yeah. So. Well, you know, speaking of, we always kind of joke that sometimes, you know, we can be a pain in the neck, but we're going to talk about neck pain today, and particularly our bad habits have kind of added to that. I know that you write a lot about some of our pains and aches and pains. So let's talk about neck pain. Why are we getting so much more of that?
Neil, every week I am giving my patients advice as to how to protect their necks. There's so many things that we do with our head and neck while we're doing things that are good for us, like while we're reading. Reading is something that's a great thing for us. Sometimes it's entertaining, sometimes it's educational. But while we're reading, whether it's for work or for pleasure, we're really wrecking our necks. People wreck their necks during exercise. Exercise is a grand old thing, but, you know, you can wreck your neck doing certain exercises as well. And so this week's Monday morning health tip that we're talking about is how to not wreck your neck while you're reading.
Well, let's talk about that, because I was just I was laying in bed this weekend, actually, and, you know, I had the pillow propped up, and I thought, you know, I'm probably not doing this very well, am I? Because I knew we were going to talk today, so what should have I have done when I'm reading a book?
Yeah, you know, you're not alone. My own husband doesn't put his neck in the right position, even after, you know, 28 years of marriage and me telling him over and over again. So you're not alone. When you lie down in bed and read, which so many of us do before we turn out the lights, it's really important that our neck is not bent up at a right angle from our bodies. And so the best way to do that is to take two pillows and place them behind not just your head, but one of the pillows, the first pillow, should go against your headboard. It should be horizontal, you know, lying left to right. And then on top of that, you should place a pillow that's vertical. And that vertical pillow is going to go up and down the length of your back and your head. And so you're going to support both your head and your back, and you're going to lean back against that so that your neck is not bent forward looking at your book, that you're actually in pretty good alignment while you're reading. And then what I model for my husband, which he does not pick up, is that I put a pillow then on my legs or across my legs, and so that when I have my tablet or a book or something on my lap, it's raised up higher towards my head. So again, I don't have to lean my head way forward in order to view what I'm reading.
And of course, you know, we all, speaking of tablets, I mean, we're all into screens now, whether it's a computer or it's, you know, it's our phone, but our heads are just sort of down all the time, aren't they? Looking at the text neck, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, you know, our computers are, they're such a blessing, and then they're such a curse at the same time. We are using a lot of tablets and a lot of laptops rather than standard monitors these days. And I always tell people, if you have the ability to hook your laptop to a standard monitor, if you're going to be on that computer for really longer than 15 minutes to a half an hour, invest in a monitor that you can just quick and plug into. I do that all the time, because it's almost impossible to place a laptop or a tablet in a way that's going to be very comfortable over the long time for your neck. There are different ergonomic tabletop devices that you can buy that lift the tablet up off of the tabletop. They have a slanted surface. it's worth investing in. If you work from home, if you spend a lot of pleasure time on the computer, we want our monitors to be elevated so that we're actually looking directly into them when our bodies are in good posture. And so that's difficult to do if they're laying on our laps.
And by good posture, we just mean that it doesn't mean we have to sit ramrod straight, right? It's just that we're centered, right?
You know, Neil, the interesting thing about vision is that when we're reading, our eyes want to be perpendicular to whatever we're reading. And so we have to use both our bodies and our surfaces in order to create that perpendicular eye-to-page or eye-to-screen standard. And so with ourselves, like if you did sit ramrod straight, you would not be able to get close enough. And so when you bend forward towards your reading, whatever you're reading, you should be just kind of leaning forward, pivoting on your hip joints as opposed to rounding your spine to get closer to something. And then we need to lift our reading surfaces up towards us on some type of a slant surface, or if we're looking at a flat monitor, we need to be aware of how close that monitor is to us. Are we looking down at the monitor? Are we looking up too high at the monitor? Sometimes monitors, you can purchase monitors that actually slide up and down about 4 to 6 inches so that you can change that if you have people of different heights in your home using the computer. So we need to be really careful to figure out how can we protect our necks. Our neck should be squarely over our shoulder. And then when I look down, now we want to use, Neil, just our head tipping on our neck. So kind of like a chin tuck, chin to throat, as opposed to our lower neck bending our head down towards our chest.
I was thinking, what about kids? School, of course, kids busy doing homework, sitting over desks, writing papers, working on things. Any tips for the process of sitting at the desk, just working, doing papers?
That's a great question, Neil. Just last week, I had a young student, 15 years old, and he was having upper back pain and neck pain. And what we did with him was I had his mom go grab from the store a 3-inch ring binder. And to leave that empty, but to put the ring part, the binder part, away from him so that it acted as a sloped, slanted surface. And then he was to put his book on top of that. So it's about a 30-degree tip towards him. And then I taught him how, when sitting, to spread his knees apart a bit and how to get in a good posture and how to move through his hips towards his book or his page that he was writing on. And then the last little adjustment was that head on neck, that little tip of a chin tuck. And that will put your eyes perpendicular to what you're reading or writing. So pulling your desk surface up, moving through your hips, and just then tipping your head on your neck is going to be a real neck saver.
You know, the fact that our neck bends in the way that we use it, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're treating it well, right? What kind of damage are we doing if we're not having, taking care of our neck this way?
Correct. Like, just so that our neck should be able to move all the way down so we can look at our toes, but it's not supposed to stay there. And if you were to stand up and look at your toes all day long, you can imagine your neck would get achy, but that's the position we put ourselves in bed to read. You know, we're just lying on our back and our head is looking at our toes. So when we're in that position for a long time, we're going to have two things happen. We're going to have the discs in our neck, which sit between the big spinal vertebral bones, they're going to start to bulge, and your disc can actually produce pain. And so we'll get that disc bulging, and we're going to get a lot of muscle aching. So when we're holding our head forward, either looking into the monitor or hanging our heads over a book, all of the muscles in the back of your neck and head, they're working like, triple time to hold your head up. And so they're going to have, you're going to have muscle failure at that point and just be getting achy in your muscles as well.
Lisa has written a number of things, including one of her books is called Overcoming Back and Neck Pain, as well as others, and she's written one of her latest called Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake, and that is really our purpose in getting together each and every other Monday. Lisa does a Monday morning health tip, and you can sign up for that at lisamarone.com. If we have some neck pain, is there anything we should do in particular, or is that just a reminder we need to change what we've been doing?
Oh, that's a big question. But if you're waking up with neck pain, you need to make sure that your sleeping posture is good. You can go on my website, lisamarone.com, and in the free resources, you're going to see some pictures as to how to set your head up with your pillows. If you're having severe pain in your neck, like over a 5 out of 10, that's the time to go get up an ice pack and a wet paper towel and ice your neck for about 10 minutes at a time. Start to bring some of that inflammation down. But just be really cautious throughout the day, mindful of, is your head sitting squarely over your shoulders?
Which, of course, it always is with you, Lisa, which is why we love having you on. I mean, she's got a good head on her shoulders, we say around here all the time. Good to talk with you.
Thanks,
again.
Sir.
LisaMarone.com. Sign up for the health tip, Monday morning health tip. And join us tomorrow here on Connecting Faith.